Hey, babe.
It's Aisha Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hi, pretty. How are you feeling? New month, new you. Yeah, guys, it is February 2nd, and I don't know. Like, aren't you guys feeling this sort of transformative energy in the air? I don't know. It just feels really good. I couldn't be more happier that January's over. Personally, I feel like January dragged on long enough, and I honestly do not miss it, and I'm glad that it's gone. I already feel extremely optimistic about the rest of the month and the rest of the months to come. I kid you not. So I don't know if it's just me and or if you guys are feeling like this too, but I definitely can say that I genuinely feel like, I don't know, like a butterfly. I was texting one of my friends earlier and I was like, I don't know, like I just feel like this really positive shift going on. And I want to talk about two things today, angels. I want to talk about my own like update and what's going on in my head, because this has now become, you know, therapy for me. And Oh my God, it's literally one of my favorite things to do is record this podcast. And I just love that I can genuinely talk about whatever it is that I want. You know, I kid you not, there's zero editing done to this. I just speak whatever's on my mind. And I love that you guys are super supportive and receptive to it. And it means so much to me. And I also want to talk about daddy issues. And I know that neither subject that I talked about, my life update and daddy issues, they have nothing to do with each other. But because this is my podcast and I can talk about whatever I want, it's like, why not? So in regards to an update with me, guys, I feel led to mention that I do consider myself to be very self-aware, right? And I don't shy away from the actual truth. I think that last year for me was a self-healing journey for me, right? And I feel like this year is about self-love. And this is not saying that I didn't love myself or anything. What this is saying is that I am walking in the fullness of just loving myself and experiencing what that's like after so much transformative healing has taken place. And I know that I have been inconsistent on YouTube. This past year was not the year for me, I feel like, on YouTube. And I know, and I'm aware of that. And I'm super, like, I'm genuinely super grateful for all the people that are so, you know, patient with me on my channel and things like that. Because I know when I first started my channel, I was climbing so fast, and now it has plateaued because I feel like, I don't want to say I got in my own way, because I also believe that everything happens for a reason, but I guess in the sense I got in my own way. And I now feel like I'm in a place where I have more of an idea of how I want my content to evolve and what that looks like. And because you are special and you're listening to this, I'll let you in on what I'm thinking. I want to talk about relationships, you know, modern dating, in the sense of I don't want my channel to be geared around, you know, or come across as this hate train for men. That's not my intention. By any means, I'm not here to be like, men suck and like, don't trust them. And because I feel like that easily becomes very toxic. Okay. And someone asked me the other day, which I loved this question. They said, how do you feel like your content or your mindset has evolved since you first started your channel? And if you've been following me from the beginning, you know, I was definitely gearing more towards emphasizing, like, what is this guy doing for you and all these things. And even though I still do believe that to be true, I am always going to be invested in your soul transformation, things that make you feel whole. I'm going to be invested in the fact that I need to emphasize that women do need to make their own money, because there is no such thing anymore as, you know, marrying off, you know, wealthy and not having anything for yourself. Not saying it's impossible, but you want to have your own in life, because eventually we are human beings. It's human psychology. Things become normal to us. And, you know, what was shiny and glittery, you know, once before becomes our new norm. Not saying that money gets boring, but sometimes it does, because you get used to it, right? Now, of course, we would all rather be crying in Bentleys. I'm just saying. But, you know, and life is a little bit better, of course, when you can afford to do certain things. Like, you can afford to go on a vacation and take a break and escape. And having that financial freedom definitely is very liberating. Okay. However, you always want to make sure that you are building this for yourself. Why? Because that's where the esteem comes from, right? The self-esteem of you having something and building that work ethic organically towards achieving something that is a goal of yours, right? Will never, you know, it will never be diluted, okay, by a relationship. It will, and or it shouldn't be diluted by a relationship, meaning you compromising and giving up all of the things that you've accomplished and worked for a certain dynamic, okay? The more you achieve in life, you build more esteem, self-esteem. And why is this important? Because it affects how you date. We date the most toxic people when we are unhealed. We date the most toxic people when we don't have a sense of purpose. We date the most toxic people when we have no sense of self. We date the most toxic people when we have idle minds. The worst thing that you can ever have is an idle mind and be bored. Because then what do? You know, especially depending on where you are in terms of your journey, sometimes we're not able to always push ourselves to not download those apps again and use that as an emotional crutch. Sometimes we do have to cycle the same behaviors over and over and over again until we finally are just like, I am not going to do this. And to be transparent, that's exactly what happened to me, where, you know, I would be dating and, you know, it would end. And then I'm like, oh, I hate online dating, but let me just do this because it's an emotional crutch. I get bored. I literally delete it within a week or maximum 2 weeks. I've never kept an app for longer than 2 weeks ever in my life. And I realized, you know, when, you know, the older that I became and, you know, more recently in my dynamics, I couldn't get myself to download an app to set up I literally couldn't get myself to do it. And it was in that moment that I realized that, wow, I am able to get over this hump. I'm able to deal with the suffering, so to speak, of just sitting with my feelings and myself and not trying to immediately supplement that with something else that is not as productive to my character, to my growth and development as an individual, or even to the woman that it is that I'm becoming. And this comes with time. I was talking to one of my friends today, and we were just like sharing stories about our past experiences and things. And she was expressing to me that she likes this guy. And I told her, I was like, you know what? I was talking to this guy before, and I decided to block him. I am not a blocker. I do not block people. I only block people if I feel like my life is being threatened or you're just being really rude and nasty. If things just didn't work out, I don't block people because I just feel like I don't know. I just never did it. And the fact that I was able to block that individual and no fight happened, nothing, like there's nothing to demonize in any way, I found so much strength and I felt so empowered in doing that because I realized, okay, all right, Aisha, things don't have to get so bad or so, you know, emotionally draining for you to do something that's proactive in service of protecting yourself It's called self-preservation. We have to stop always having this mentality of like, well, I'm just going to wait till it gets, you know, really bad for me to finally make a decision. The older and more mature you become less tolerant of, you know, certain things. You don't have the bandwidth to go back and forth and back and forth. Like, you just don't have it in you. I certainly don't. And I could have the desire to, you know, wanna, you know, be like, okay, let me just like try and play the game a little bit. And it's just like, I can't get myself to do it. Like, I want to, and I just can't. I really just can't. And so to me, it's like, I already saw where that dynamic was going. And I just felt like, yeah, I'm just done because I'm not going to be with you. I realized that it was soothing my ego that I know that this individual came back around, but I just knew that it wasn't going anywhere. My intentions are not to hurt this person, and I don't genuinely believe this person's intention is to hurt me either. We just are not compatible. So it's just like, why prolong this anymore? Who wants someone that's going to, you know, be dropping in, checking in? And then, you know, when we have moments where, you know, you're not thinking about someone literally at all, right? Literally at all. Then they message you and now maybe the response isn't what you wanted, or all of a sudden old feelings start resurfacing, or you just feel now you're hyper-focused on what is this person saying when he said this, and what, like, what, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's so draining and exhausting that I realize, you know what? I don't want to be the architect of my own misfortune, so I'm not going to complain about things that I can easily change. Snip, snip, we're done. And just like that, remove the problem. And guess what? And one of my friends, she said to me, she's like, I'm just not as strong as you. And I said, it's not really even about that, really, because we're in different places in our lives. I had to be you at one point to be the strong me that I am right now, right? I had to have made some sort of errors and mistakes in my life in order to come to this conclusion and find, you know, the strength and way less, you know, elasticity. It's almost non-existent, really, to be honest, to deal with certain things. I just don't have it in me to go the distance because I already know, okay, what do I genuinely want out of this? I have so much going on in my life, like genuinely, that I need to even do for myself, show up for myself, my own channel, my own supporters, people that need me, people that love me, people that I need to reach, people that I need to help heal, people that I need to help transform. That is what I need to be focused on. I'm a human being, just like you guys. I go through things just like you guys. And, you know, I know at the end of the day that everything that I go through is so that I can help you guys. And I'm always going to be authentic to that and authentic to my journey. Always. And I love being able to be vulnerable and talk about things that are going on in my life and things like that, and just have you guys listen in on it. And it's almost a different atmosphere, I feel like, even on podcasts, where it sort of brings about this extremely, you know, what's the word? Transparent side to yourself. And I don't know, it just feels so therapeutic and really good to just get out everything that I'm thinking. And it feels almost like a secret community of like a sisterhood, you know, best friends, where we're just talking, and wherever you are and you're listening to this and you're listening to me, first of all, I love you. And I thank you so much for your support. You have no idea how much it means to me when I go and I look at, you know, my comments, or I look at the analytics and I see that you guys are so engaged in my content, you know, you guys don't understand that it really, really does help me. And I also want to say, like, I genuinely need it now more than ever. I really do. And I want to just grow even closer to you guys and be there for you guys and support you guys and help you guys through different situations that you're going through, as I have been, and just engage a lot more. I know in the beginning of my channel, I used to do a lot more lives, and that's something that I definitely want to get back into, doing more spontaneous lives and things like that. I think that's really fun. And something also recently that I've been doing on my Instagram is, you know, posting, you know, little funny, you know, questions, or telling you guys to, asking you guys to tell me a secret. And the engagement when I post things like that are so incredibly high. It's so amazing to see the responses. And I'm just so grateful that this is really my life. And I just want to step into that more and own that power. And, you know, it's just a struggle sometimes because I'm me. So no matter how confident I am, I don't see myself through the lens that you guys see me in. And I think that there's so much duality to me, and there's so many layers that nothing about me is super black and white. Of course, there are areas maybe, but not much about me is super black and white. There's just so many layers. And so I think to explain myself, it's so complex, because I can be confident and still be not as confident. I can still be surrounded by so much and still feel a little lonely. I can still, like, all these feelings are happening at once sometimes, you know? I don't know if you guys ever feel like that, but it's just like there are moments that are like that. So I think to myself, okay, what's going on here? What exactly is on your mind? What are you fearful of? Are you fearful of anything? Like, what exactly do you need to, you know, work on so that we're not hitting this wall over and over again? And I was thinking about, okay, well, what is it about me that I feel like I just, you know, am not super consistent with something that I really, really, really love? And I don't know. One of my friends mentioned something interesting to me and said, well, maybe it's because you have like a subconscious fear of, like, when you do show up consistently and things like that, and people have all these expectations, then you're just afraid of what happens then. Like, you have no wiggle room to kind of, you know, fail, so to speak. And I was like, like, I didn't think about that, but maybe that's true. I still don't have all the answers as it pertains to that. I definitely have been open about, you know, imposter syndrome. And I just feel like I want to just transcend fully into who it is that I know I can be. And that's very important to me, especially this year. Just really owning that power and walking in that and focusing on that. I genuinely have so much to do. There's really no reason for me to ever be bored. And I truthfully am never really bored. It's either I'm getting my work done or I'm ignoring something. Like, that's really all that it is. And also, fun fact, just so you guys know, I actually want to create a second channel once my main channel hits, I'd say, like 500K, then I'm going to make another channel based on fitness, because I realize that fitness is a very, very important thing to me, and I want it to be an important thing to you guys too. Why? This is a part to me of just my brand in general, of healing, you know, loving and connecting people. Okay. And when I offer these, you know, let's say workouts, or what if I did like a video that was like a dance workout of, you know, a dance workout of after you've been broken up with or something. I don't know, just throwing an idea out there. And that, you know, just getting your mind off of that and just dancing and just being fun, or just, you know, doing a workout is something that's going to make you feel really, really good. And at the same time, it's distracting you. It's in a positive way, right? And you're moving your body and you're just letting go and having fun. And I think that's so important to just understand that in life, there are different avenues to do different things. Some people don't want to sit down and read a book. Some people don't want to, you know, meditate, you know, immediately. All of the knowledge and things that I know, I have known for a very long time, a very long time. I'd say that I would say my spiritual journey when I was 21 years old is when it really, really started for me. And it's been up and down, up and down. And I feel like now I want to walk in the fullness of that and transcending into that, to be, you know, even more whole and become more of who it is that I'm meant to be, so that I can be of better service to you guys. I think that's really important. You know, even, you know, meditating, however you choose to do it, yoga, sweating, getting those toxins out. I don't know if you guys know about chakras and chakra healing and things like that. And I know it gets super controversial, especially with people believing in different things. I am, you know, a Christian. I'm a spiritual person, and I do believe in incorporating different types of things on a surface level. I don't get deep into things where I'm calling people the devil, or I'm like pushing any sort of rhetoric onto anyone. Just do me a favor. Do what works for you, okay? You win people over with love always. You will win people over by your example of how you're incorporating what you believe in your life, okay? You will never win people over by bashing them into what you feel is wrong or right. Because at the end of the day, none of us is God. So keep that in mind, okay? So yes, as that, pretty much everything that I have just discussed is, or are, all things that have been going through my mind. I feel like a butterfly. I feel like I just came out of my cocoon. I'm ready to just really take my channel to the next level and evolve with my content and help you guys in the best way possible. And I don't know. All I can say is that I only do whatever is authentic to me. You can trust that, and you can know that. I always do what is authentic to me. And so, interestingly enough, one of my friends and I, we were talking about like daddy issues and things like that. And a lot of the times people don't realize that there are girls that grew up with both their parents in their lives and still seek refuge in toxic dynamics. And the stereotypical thing that people theorize when people have daddy issues is, oh, this person's dad must have been absent in their life. But what about people that have that person involved in their life and they still behave in this toxic manner? It all boils down to me to environment and relationship, right? Because if your parent was there for whatever reason, there's a plethora of theories that we can go into of why this person seeks that refuge. You can have an active father possibly in your life, and you can still reach out for toxic dynamics possibly because you want to supplement that again. You can also reach out, you know, and attract these toxic dynamics of being super clingy and things like that because, you know, you were very much babied in your life and that's what you're used to. So you always want things to be done for you. So you not having this independence, you're searching for someone else to supplement that. I want you guys to think about, genuinely, I want you guys to actually sit and think about, in what ways am I looking for a relationship to supplement the things that I want to do, the qualities that I admire in someone? What is it that I'm searching for in this person that I like? Is it that I love that this person has an amazing career and I really love that they are so powerful and I'm drawn to that dynamic? And I speak for myself. I am drawn to that dynamic. I love like powerful people. I love that. And I love that because that's something that I aspire to be myself. And that is actually something that I consider about myself. I do think I am a powerful person. I do think that I have a powerful presence. I do. And I say that humbly. And we all have something in us that we really like, or that we feel like we are lacking, and we go and we try to supplement that in a relationship, okay? And you have to be super careful about that. That's how you get into a lot of toxic dynamics. And this brings me all the way back to my first point, where I was talking about how important it is to have a sense of self and a sense of purpose. Until you do, you will consistently cycle the same behavior patterns. You will consistently be dating people, supplementing for something. Boredom, whatever it is, you're going to attract these toxic dynamics, and you're more willing to compromise because, think about it, if you are living your dream job, you work so hard, you're financially stable, there's no way. I mean, well, there's always a way, but there's a way less likely chance, you know, of you putting up with dusty, pitiful behavior, because to you, it's, you know, honestly, for lack of a better word, it's beneath you. You don't even possess the bandwidth. You're like, okay, I am emotionally sound. I'm mature. I genuinely do not have it in me to be dealing with this type of dynamic because it literally is so incongruous to my life. It makes zero sense for me to be with someone that's in such a different life arena than me. You can easily pick up and detect on the maturity levels, the life arenas that you are in with an individual when you are walking in your purpose and you have a clear understanding of what you want out of life, your outlook on life. You're very clear on that. And until you get clear on it, okay, I promise you, dating becomes very, it can become very toxic. It can. Because as we are navigating and naturally learning life's lessons, okay, we are also trying to learn ourselves, and we are learning ourselves through the people that we have, you know, good and bad experiences with. That's life. That is genuinely how life goes. So as it pertains to people that have daddy issues, I think it's more about attachment styles. And I have a video on this on my channel. It is more about your attachment style than anything. Any sort of unhealthy attachment to anything always stems from childhood trauma. Always. There's always a reason for everything. If you go meet a guy that's extremely emotionally available, I'm guaranteeing you he has some sort of parental issue, whether his mom was neglectful, whether his father was never there, whether he feels like he had to raise himself, whether how he views his mom as a selfish individual, whether he hasn't seen a successful relationship dynamic, so it's not even something that's possible for him or in view. So that's not something that he wants, okay? It's kind of the same principle as people that grew up with parents that are alcoholics. They either become an alcoholic or they steer clear away from it. As it pertains to relationships, I personally believe there are people that don't want it at all because they've never seen it, so they fear it. Or there are people that want it because they genuinely never had it. It's either or. And it's important to identify what side are you on. Like, actually, like, you have to ask yourself these questions. And I think it's just very telling that some of us are just super bored with ourselves when there is genuinely so much to discover about ourselves. I saw something on Instagram the other day by this girl named The Hood Healer. I want to see if I can actually find her Instagram post, but she said something that was so profound. And so I remember looking at the comments and somebody wrote something like, "I'm tired of loving myself," or something like that. And I remember reading that and thinking to myself, what exactly is going on here? Because that just triggered this thought in my head where I was just like, yeah, a lot of people, they want people to be so invested in them, and they're not even willing to be invested in themselves. Why is that? Like, genuinely, like, why do we think that we, why do we genuinely want people to be so interested in us and we're not even interested in learning about ourselves? Like, what, how does that come about? If you're bored of you, then what makes you think that other people are not going to get bored of you? You understand? It just, like, it genuinely doesn't make any sense. It genuinely doesn't. I think I found the post right here. Okay. It says, "You will only enjoy being single when you realize there is no one to be sought out. The greatest love of all is the love you foster within yourself. Once you discover that, you come closer to peace, and then you become peace. It is in the state of peaceful acceptance and realization that our elevated frequency invites other souls vibrating in the same energy of peace and acceptance. This is the space where magic happens. This is the space where soul alchemy occurs. Acceptance allows you the opportunity to connect authentically. It teaches us to love what is. Peace in the mind and heart creates space for our spirits to grow authentically. This energy propels us into space, into new timelines, and into real love. In space of peace, we can connect with someone who really matches our rhythm. In this awareness, it becomes clear that being in the right kind of relationship doesn't actually detract from life. It adds value. It adds beauty." I have never seen anything more well written in my life that explains everything that I basically tried to say. This is so profound here because it's so true. You have to understand that in your singleness, there is so much to discover about yourself, and life really is about energy and spirits and or vibrations, whatever you call it. It is real. Okay. And there is always a pattern. There's always a story. There's always a connection between the people that we are attracting. It is not just by happenstance. Even though in the exact moment, we may feel that it is. Okay. Even for me, when I was talking to this guy recently, I was confused because I was just like, I don't really understand what that was about. Nothing negative even happened. It just was a matter of me realizing that this is not a dynamic that I really want. And I feel like that was kind of, I don't want to say the final test, but kind of, you know, for lack of a better word, the final test of showing myself, wow, I always do trust my intuition. And I know that I know that I know that what I'm thinking is usually on point and always right. And I know for a fact that what's meant for me is going to be for me. And it's just a testament to my strength and how I handle being, you know, even triggered sometimes by similar patterns or situations. It's a test of, how are you going to handle this now? You understand? And I think it's so important to think about that and think about, okay, what is this here to teach me, instead of coming from the victim mentality of, well, why did this happen to me? You understand? I think it's a natural thing that we all think, well, why did this happen to me? Like, I didn't need this lesson. Trust me. Okay. It's like an autopilot sort of thought. But we have to realize that when we, you know, reflect and there's introspection, there's always something to learn from that situation. There's always a pattern. Okay. Always. Or it's a test or a lesson that we need to learn, or best case scenario, it's a blessing. Okay. And like she even said, the hood healer, she said in another post, we have to stop acting like we don't control how and who shows up and out in our lives. This is so important. What is this saying? Just take accountability. This goes back to what I was talking about in the beginning of the podcast, where I was saying that it just really dawned on me like an epiphany. It's like, wait, I don't want to complain over this anymore at all, because I am in control of what's happening. Why complain over the actions of any individual, no matter what the dynamic is, when you can just simply snip it out? That's it. I'm not dealing with this anymore. I'm done. No explanation. I'm out of here. And that's that on that on that. And that's all that it is. That is maturity and that is growth, okay? And that's not even to say sometimes you might slip up. That's not to say you're immature if you can't do this. We are all at different stages in our lives, okay? We're not demonizing anyone. At the end of the day, we have to understand that relationships are a choice. Your friendships are a choice. And no matter how hard anything is to give up, I would rather deal with the pain and suffering temporarily of getting rid of a dynamic that doesn't work for me than stay in a dynamic and deal with the pain and suffering of feeling like I can't speak my mind, of feeling like I am being so tolerant, or feeling like I'm compromising on things that I don't want to compromise on just because it's soothing what I think is soothing my ego of just keeping this person around. Do not torture yourself anymore. How is it that our mind always, or our heart always, understands what is going on, but we can't get our, like, we can't get ourselves there to connect the dots and just put it into action? It's like, we, if you think about it, it's like a form of self-sabotage almost. Why do human beings behave in this manner? I was thinking about this the other day, where it's just like, why do we behave like this? Where we know this person isn't good for us and we're still searching for excuses. I'm not making excuses for anyone. That's one thing I'm very good at. I do not make excuses for people's behavior. Especially as it pertains to guys. I just don't excuses. I don't make excuses for their behavior, you know? And I'm also just not, I'm not an over-explainer. I feel like, you know, where I'm at in my life, you need to understand, you know, what things are. And, you know, I put it like this. I treat every situation accordingly, right? Because I'm flexible. To a certain degree. I have a sign in my room that says, as long as everything goes exactly the way that I want, of course I'm flexible. And I stand by that, because that's how I am. I'm a Taurus. What do you want me to do, baby? So yeah, at the end of the day, there's just a lot to consider here. There's a lot of, I feel like, you know, this self-love journey, as I evolve, and I told you in my last podcast, I'm kind of really redefining what I consider to be femininity and things like that. As I evolve too, I'm also redefining and refining a lot of things about myself, and I will be teaching them to you guys. You know, always remember that you are in control. You're more in control than you think you are, even when things feel out of your control. And believe me, okay, things like that very much do happen. However, as it pertains to people, if you are someone that you are not, you know, a mother, you are not married, okay, you do, believe it or not, you do have the ability to choose yourself and walk away from something that is draining you. And I promise you, you have to think about it like this. Would I rather deal with the pain temporarily of losing this individual or walking away from this individual? That's a better word. Or would I rather deal with the pain and suffering indefinitely of a dynamic that is so draining? You know, I feel like, you know, he doesn't really, you know, listen to me. I feel like I don't want to start over because all our friends and family know each other and they thought we were going to get married. We've been together for, you know, 5 years. I feel like I, you know, am embarrassed because all my friends are getting married and I'm not there yet. And they expected, you know, they thought my relationship was perfect or whatever it is. Okay. You have to choose you, you know, especially if you have the option to. If you're a single individual and you have the option, you can just pick up and start your life all over again. Think about that. I can start again. I can start over. Says who? One of my favorite YouTubers is Amber Scholl. I love her. I think she's so sweet and genuine and just very much like down to earth. And there's a part of her that I identify with in the fact that she's such a dreamer. And I've always been like that myself. And I feel like I want you guys to feel when you come to my channel that you believe in your strength, that you believe in yourself, that you believe you can get over this and him and those friends and out of that toxic situation. Like, I want you to feel, I want my emotions, the conviction in how I speak, I want that to translate and transcend into you guys developing yourselves and transforming your lives. I really care about that because I know that is my job to be the person that I would want to see, right? And that falls on me. I want you guys to feel encouraged when you listen to this podcast. I want you to feel understood because I get it, okay? I want you to feel happy. And I want you to know that you have the choice. I want you to know that dreams do come true. I want you to know that you can believe in magic. You know, and when I say magic, I mean that life can change and that nothing is impossible. Nothing is impossible for you. And you can turn it around. I also have a sign in my room that it's a happy face. It's like two dots and a bracket. And it says your choice. And so when you look at it, it basically looks like on one side, it's a happy face. And on the other side, it looks like it's a sad face. And I think that's so important because life is so much about perspective, no matter how hurtful a situation is. Okay. I always say you let it hurt and you let it heal. I think it's so important that we understand the choice of perspective, the choice of happiness. Okay, even if it doesn't feel, you know, like that's really, like you're really going to even be able to understand why you went through something, I promise it's always happening for you and not to you. You want to step out of that victim mentality. Everything is working in your favor. Everything is working out exactly as it needs to. Every struggle that you endure is so that you can have a testimony to help someone else. Everything that you go through is for a reason. Everyone you meet, you encounter, it's for a reason. No matter how short their stay, it's for a reason. Okay? So, angels, I hope that this has encouraged you and made you feel better, hopeful about the rest of this year. I thank you so much for tuning in with me this week. And I will see you guys in the next podcast. Okay, I have some content that I'll be posting on my channel as well that I'm excited for you guys to see. And I love you so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. I'll see you guys. I'll speak to you guys next week.